We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mornings with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
And now,
KC Johnson.
Kobe White, pull up three, over Karis LeVert, and
Bulls insider for NBC Sports Chicago.
Give me the hot sauce!
Covering everything from the dynasty.
17 seconds from game seven or from championship number six. Jordan, open! Chicago with the lead!
To Derek. DeMar.
In play to DeRozan, spins, far quarter for the win.
Got it again! DeMar DeRozan, back-to-back game winners!
KC Johnson.
I've covered the NBA for a long time.
With Mully and Haw.
Boss.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We always learn something from our friend KC Johnson. He joins us now. Doing a great job for NBC Sports Chicago. And, of course, he joins us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Hey, KC, how are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good.
I loved hearing you on the Zoom and you telling Mark Eversley that you don't have the same deadlines now that that you're not doing the newspaper stuff. You could bother him all night. I love that. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was fun. Good chance to talk to Mark. Gave us about 15 minutes, and there's a lot to talk about. I mean, this team always has plenty of storylines, and added another one in Dalen Terry last night, for sure.
Do you interpret that pick, KC, as the Bulls embracing the continuity that AK said that they appreciated and valued on this Bulls team?
That's certainly one way to look at it, because he doesn't really look like, or doesn't really scream out, I should say, ready to play guy in his first year. I mean, he doesn't, that's why I asked Mark directly, I mean, do you envision him cracking the rotation next year? And he said, obviously, that's up to how he plays and up to Billy Donovan, which I expected him to say, but still had to ask the question. You know, he's young, he's raw, and, got a lot of potential and upside, but yes, he doesn't, you know, really look like a plug and play guy for sure. So in that sense, it's just them adding more talent to a core that they've now twice publicly talked about wanting to see what it can do when it's full and it's whole and it's healthy. That's certainly one way to look at it. Dalen to me seems like a more of a down the road player than a first year player, but people said that about Adesumu as well. So we'll see how it plays out.
So you wrote about Lonzo Ball. It was interesting to see that kind of jumped out at you, and you were asking questions about it. Obviously, we came in this morning and we're arguing about what it means, everything that was said and all the questions you asked and where Lonzo Ball is and the idea that he's making progress, but there was no guarantee that he's going to be able to play. And when you look it up, the guy has played 252 out of a possible 410 games, which is about, I believe, exactly 61% of the games he could have played. That means he's missed almost 40% of the games. I said to David during one of the breaks, maybe they ought to save him, let him rehab and bring him back for the last 35 instead of starting that way. And I'm half kidding, but do we know anything about Lonzo Ball? I mean, I the idea you got to send your training staff out there once a week is a little strange to me.
Well, I think that's more it's funny because you say a lot jumped out to me, but that did not raise a flag for me because that okay. To me is more of a collaborative thing, and that's kind of how this franchise operates. I mean, it's the same thing when Zach LaVine went to go meet that specialist in February. He did so while under the auspices of the Bulls, health performance staff contingent joining him. So it's just, it's more of just, you know, all these players now have their own guys and have their people that they trust. And it's also a way to have some franchise input in that process. So Lonzo is out in LA, you know, saw that specialist that he wanted to see. And, you know, the fact that the Bulls are in that process and monitoring, I think is probably more a positive than a negative. But to your point, Molly, I agree that it's kind of hard to read how far he's progressed if he's still going through the rehab process. And, you know, Mark Eversley was asked directly if the season was going on right now, would he be able to play? And he said he'd have to talk to the performance staff about that. I mean, if that's a yes,
that's a no.
He's saying yes.
That's
yeah.
A no.
If that's a yes, he's saying that directly and quickly. So, you know, it's certainly something to monitor. I still, everything I've been told is that they expect him to be ready by training camp, and Mark suggested as much. He said he certainly hopes so. But yeah, it's a weird story, and the larger point is what you say. The guy has had a hard time staying healthy through the early stages of his career.
So that begs the question they can't answer, Casey, and probably wouldn't answer last night or today. But in your mind, in your opinion, if they weren't concerned about Lonzo Ball's knee, would they have drafted Dalen Terry? Is he cover and protection for Lonzo Ball's uncertainty?
Yeah, Will Perdue and I talked about that a little bit last night on our late night podcast that we taped. I also push back on that one. Here's why. I really think when you're picking 18, particularly when you pick a guy like Dalen Terry, who a pick that surprised me a little bit, you're literally just saying, okay, here's our board. Here's who's available. He's the top of our board. He's our guy. I mean, because he doesn't fill a lot of your needs. So they clearly are not drafting for need here. They're just picking who they think is the best player available, because he doesn't address your perimeter shooting issues, at least on paper. He doesn't really address your rim protection and your size issues and your depth issues up in the front court, at least on paper. He's a reflection of just trusting your scouting, and he's your best player on your board, and then you worry about how it all shakes down later. I don't equate the Dalen Terry selection to the Lonzo Ball situation at all. I get it. It's like another guard or, you know, wing. He's more of a wing, even though he's listed as a guard. I get it. It's a position that they have a lot of, and Lonzo's situation is what it is. But I just read it as he's their best player available, and that's why they picked him.
You know, and I don't argue that. I do wonder, though, we're, what, 6 days away from free agency. Are they going to address this whole business with rim protection, with three-point shooting? Aren't these issues that must be addressed at some point in some fashion?
100%. And Mark was asked directly about the rim protection, which, you know, along with shooting, to me, are the two biggest needs. And he talked, you know, he actually had a pretty intriguing answer there. Rob Schaefer, my colleague, pointed this out. He said, we're looking for somebody to compliment Nikola Vucevic. And that's, again, another public vote of confidence for Vuc from this front office. Arturis Karnišovas said as much in his late April media availability, talking about, you know, how much of a connecting piece he is and how much they value him and how much they valued his availability last season. So, but yes, to your point, they still have these issues, and they've got to go address it either via free agency or trade now. They will have, you know, their exceptions to work with. The number one order of business, obviously, is extending Zach LaVine a max offer. And Mark Eversley certainly expressed, I don't know if confidence is the right word, but excitement about that opportunity to re-sign Zach LaVine. And, you know, feels good about where the Bulls stand in that process. So I expect that to get done. And then you move on to those needs that still stand out about this roster and about this team.
All right, Casey, we are in the overstatement business, but how much was any interest potentially in Rudy Gobert or the possibility of that trade overstated in the last couple of days?
I mean, that's the word I used directly in my reporting in a column earlier this week. When the rumors first bubbled up, I checked in on them, and I wrote at that point that the Bulls value Nikola Vucevic, but I kind of left it a little bit vague and just kind of said that's where it is right now. I mean, I personally, when they first bubbled up, expected Vuce to be here, and then when they kept persisting, I was like, I eventually just kind of got annoyed and just was like, all right, I got to check in on this again. And I was just told that there's not much to it. So, look, this, you go by what you're told and who you trust, and I'm sure they had conversations about the guy. I mean, he's available. He's a 3-time defensive player of the year, but from everything that I was told, that was not a situation that was anything that got close or down the road. So, he said it twice in February and April. He believes in this core. He wants to see it together. Now I'm talking about Arturis Karnišovas. Yep. And I believe him. I mean, this team, it does have flaws, but I'm not like, this is not my opinion. I'm just kind of telling you what I think the internal belief is. They led the East for most of January and as late as February 25th. This is just my speculation here. Does this front office think this is a title team as constructed? Probably not, but they think it's a really damn good team when fully whole, and they want to see what it can do while it's together and has another season playing together under its belt.
KC, David made me confess earlier something that I was trying to hold to myself, but I have Pistons envy. There's no question about it. They really killed the draft. Did that jump out to you? And could they become like a Celtics-type team with Cade Cunningham and now Jaden Ivey, and they got a big guy? I mean, it just seems like that was a hell of a draft.
Yeah, that's certainly a vibe coming out from a lot of people off last night. You got Adrian Wojnarowski shouting out Troy Weaver on the ESPN broadcast last night. I mean, there's quite a bit to like about what they did, but they obviously are still young and haven't proven anything, but on paper they've improved their franchise, and that's all you can ask for from a rebuilding team. I like the Ivy fit alongside Cunningham, because as good as Cunningham is with the ball, he could play off the ball as well. So that's going to be a fun team to watch. This league's not about divisions anymore, but it is a division rival with some history there. So, you can't really help but be impressed by what they did last night.
KC, in 60 seconds, what is the number one priority then heading into free agency? And do you have a name that might emerge as a target?
Well, I think you still need to watch what happens with Mitchell Robinson. I think he's personally going to be too expensive, and I think the Knicks may be trying to retain him. But that's certainly a name that I would keep in mind. We've named him. Rim protection and shooting are the two biggest ones. This front office has proven when they have a target, they have a backup plan. So if they go to their number one target, and I'm not saying Mitchell Robinson is that target, because I have not gotten deep into reporting on free agency yet, but I will between now and June 30th. It's Zach, and then it's moving on to the next target, and then if that does not work, you've got a backup plan. But rim protection shooting stand out as the biggest holes to me.
It's a pity you need two players for that, but one guy couldn't do both. I can't think
ideally,
of anybody. Yeah,
that's an odd combination.
That is.
That would be.
Hey, KC, thank you. Great stuff. Always appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. All right, man. Take care. See ya.
That's KC Johnson, NBC Sports Chicago, the fine Bulls insider.
So June 30th is next Thursday, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So this next week, there's going to be a lot more Bulls speculation. We're going to probably in the interim meet the latest addition to the mix. And I think that he'll make another strong first impression in person, Dalen Terry, when we meet him, whenever that may be. Lot going on and a lot to talk about.
312-644-6767. That's the telephone number. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.